Anyway, good morning, everyone. Well, today I'm just here really to serve everyone and to really just share to you somehow how those principles happen day to day. You know, how does those things translate day to day, di ba? Kasi madali, maganda naman yung principles, convicting, pero pag hindi naman natin siya ma-practice on day to day, hanggang conviction na lang tayo. Tapos kung nagkamali tayo sa law, mag-convicted tayo, makukulong tayo, di ba? Ayaw naman natin nun. So, anyway, okay, labo, no? Malabo ang connection. But what we're saying is, hopefully I'll be able to help each and every one of you. And of course, I also treat this as a learning experience for me. I also want to learn from you, from the questions that you're going to be asking. Again, I don't think I'm going to be able to answer all of them, but you know, before I begin, I would really also like to honor the management team in Every Nation. It has really made our task so much easier. Thank you for for me personally, I thank the management team for putting up with me with all of my quirks and issues in life. Thank you for Gigi for correcting and rebuking me many times the way I approach things, especially when things are because I do adhere to policy, but I guess my Waterloo would be when things don't go right, I just go wrong. All right, so okay, and so. And Charles is here, who knows that they receive the sharp edge of the sword whenever policies are not followed. So whenever policies are given to us, we make sure that it is seamed in with our everyday task, and we also look into how we could make it better. Anyway, I have three things that I would like to. Share to you on a day-to-day basis on how specifically I was asked to talk about budgeting, and of course this is from my perspective. But I would like to discuss certain things like, you know, what would a person like me who, you know, works with a team would be, kumbaga, what would be a delight for me to see from my team members as well. So para magkaintindihan tayo, you would also know what's in the mind of maybe your senior pastor or your department head. So hopefully I could help you in that way. But at the same time, hopefully whatever I do and whatever we do as a practice in Malate would help each and every one of us, though. So when it comes to budgeting, first of all, I started off with a directive from our VMA key objectives, because this document, we hammered this out for about a day or two, and we would hate not to refer back to it in terms of our operations. Especially, I'm so glad that Jay is with us already in staff. He's quite new, but one of the projects we have is we go back now to this particular document, and we want to be able to execute our what we call our brilliant basics. Except before we even talk about, you know, doing great stuff, we have to have our basics up and running, so our essential function. So we call it Project Up and Away, meaning, you know, we get our basics. So one of it, of course, is hopefully we get our brilliant basics in terms of our finance. So our commitment in finance actually is very clear already in this document. I don't know if you have this, but this is something that I've also given to the staff. Jay just had it yesterday, I think, or 2 days ago, because we were meeting about it. And we said that our commitment to our partners is specifically on finances of course, may mga naka-define pa previous to this about who the stakeholders are, you know, the people who give their tithes and offering. And of course, all money, just like principle of ownership, belongs to the Lord, but God uses people and all that. And of course, we should conduct ourselves in such a way that we're managing His finance well, His resources well, and that we are above reproach also to the people that God uses as a conduit for this. And so, this is what this document says. The stakeholders who are supportive of the organization are the members who give their tithes and offerings. It is the commitment of Victory Metro Manila 2. And one of the things that I want to highlight is hold to the highest integrity of financial integrity and accountability in accordance with biblical stewardship and the laws of the land. Of course, I'll be sticking with more of this and biblical stewardship. The laws of the land will be talked about later on, no? Okay? But hopefully we're not breaking the law. Of course, tingin ko naman pagka nasa biblical stewardship tayo, we're not breaking any law. Because we're above the law. Oh, grabe. Parang masama tayo, no? All right. Erase. Okay, ano lang yun, joke lang, para baka inaantok na kayo. Anyway, okay. And so, this is what we adhere to. Financial integrity, accountability. We make sure that all the money that comes in is really allotted for ministry. Doesn't mean that we have the money, gagastusin natin. We always look to the best way kung paano siya gagastusin. And that's why we are going now to the area of budgeting. That's because where the rubber meets the road in terms of when the money comes in, then that is where we see how it is spent and used and invested. So, three things that I just do whenever we do budgeting. Of course, we meet. And one thing that I have always done in terms of budgeting is, sabi nga nila, there's a saying in industry that the devil is in the details. Of course, we are against the devil, so we look at the devil and face to face. And so we look at the when they say the devil is that's all, folks. When we say that, I sound like Porky Pig. And so when I say that the devil's in the details, what I'm really trying to say is whenever we do budgeting, all of us, especially in our team, really looks at all of the line items, including me. Okay, and so one of the first thing I talk about is whenever we do budgeting, we cannot just say, oh, total, ano naman yung mukhang okay naman yung total eh. We always look at line items. Okay, when I say line items, for me, the three things I do with line items is first, I look at the largest among the line items. And I have a guideline that helps me, which was given to me by the finance department. The guidelines of expense for Victory is this. So, lahat ng document na binibigay nyo, binabasa talaga siya. At least on my part, and I hope, you know, I encourage them to do so even in the staff. But these things really help me a lot. The capacity of the church to pay should be considered. Do we have the money to do it? And even if we do, is it reasonable? And that's why when I talk to Charles about capital expenditure, we always say that, we always talk about things like, you know, I know we can spend this, but I don't think it's reasonable for the time being. And so there are things that we make adjustments on. Because these are the two guidelines I always look at. No? And so I look at the largest, and I always ask myself these two things. And this is also the two things I ask the people that are budget holders. And I always sit down with them because what I'm trying to do is I want these things to be... The reason I do this way is because I want it to be transferable. Meaning, I'm not the only one who knows how to do the budget. Everyone knows, should know how to do it. Everyone should be trained on the way we think through things. And the good news is, it's not rocket science. It's all there. It's just that sometimes we just ignore the documents already in front of us that could really actually help us. Very practical. And so, sabi nga namin ni Jay, those are one of the brilliant basics. If we just do the basics right, then we could go on further. Diba? And so, look at the largest. And second thing I look at, especially when I do the after the budgets are already done and I do the RFFs, I sign the RFFs, I always look at them. Because I look at not only what the largest are, but I look at the pattern. Kasi the pattern tells me, whatever pattern it is, lalo na pag may miscellaneous dyan, nilagay mo sa miscellaneous. People kasi, when they don't know where to put it, they put it in miscellaneous, which is okay. But if you find a pattern in the miscellaneous, it must find itself to the one of the main budgets because it's always there. And so in line items, I look at the largest, I look at the pattern, and I make sure when a pattern is seen, in whatever department that RFF is in or that line item is in, when I look at it, I immediately, at the time I'm signing it, because I have a time I sign all of it, I call the budget, the one who's in charge of the budget, and I say, you see this line item? I want this found on our next year's. So dun pa lang naka-record na, so that when we do the next year's budget, we're not planning it one sitting and what are the line items we're trying to, can we look at? No, every time it's seen, it's arrested at that time. That's why the adjustment. For instance, this year, I've already talked to so many of our budget officers, those who hold money. And on June, we will have what you call a budget adjustment. I said, June, we're normally given by the finance and the management team an adjustment time. So this June, we have a bunch of adjustment because of the growth that we have and all of those. So, and you know, sina Charles, alam na nila yon because they've already been called upon to look into it. So in terms of budgeting, we look at line items, we look at the largest, we look at patterns, and third, we consolidate what you can. For instance, you know, whenever I look at so many departments in our church, one of the most common thing you see is coffee. Parang lahat na lang ng activity may coffee, di ba? So we're caffeine addicts, di ba? And so instead of having this department or in this department, we always look at those things. That's why whenever I have department meetings for meetings with budget heads of different departments, I let them do their budgets on their own so that they will not be biased by it, and then see what they need, their needs are. And then I sit them down together so that they can see the bigger picture. And now they learn. That's why in 3 years of doing this, now they know that some of the things now they already propose of the things that maybe we can consolidate because we can get it in bulk and cheaper. And maybe, and sometimes we even tell Charles now, can you ask Central if they even get this in bulk so that we can ride on them to make it even cheap? See why? Because we want to be able to be good stewards of the money given to us. And so, but that only happens if we are what? If we look at the details, we cannot overlook those things. So, kaya nga, ang tawag doon, I like what Jay calls it, it's the rigor of things, diba? You have to be, anong tawag doon, Jay, would you call the rigor thing? There's another thing you call it, but I forgot. But, you know, it's a senior moment, but maybe I'll remember it later. So, but senior moments. So, basta may, but that's what I remember about, you know, kasi when we talk, I get some terms from him that we use in industry, but I really like and adopt in our the way we practice things. So, sana tayo magkaroon tayo. Now, of course, not all of your department heads would be like that, di ba? So, okay lang. Siyempre, pagpa-pray natin sila, ganon, tapos reveal ni Lord sa kanila in a dream what will happen. But the thing is, but we could always make proposals. Diba? Para makatulong din sa kanila. Kasi not everyone naman really knows how to budget. Pero, kaya rin tayo nandoon. Kasi I think what one thing we can do is we could really help them and say, you know, Pastor, baka pwedeng ganito na to. Especially for the finance officers na, and this is what I've been talking to Marites about. Later on, I'll also tell you some of the things I've asked her to do for us, especially in staff meetings. Diba normally, ang mga finance officers, tahimik lang pag staff meeting. Siya, meron siyang isang portion doon that she really speaks and talks because it is important. It has something to do with the calendar. Later on, you'll see. Para na makita niyo na, pwede pala. Meron palang role ang finance officer even on a staff meeting, especially on the tactical week-to-week operation. No? So, that's one thing, no? Looking at the line items. Second thing I want to talk about is when it comes to budgeting, practically, is not only looking at new line items, but, you know, looking at new line items. Kasi, you know, during operations, as things go by, we do have plans, and we closely adhere to it. But, you know, things do come up and things change, adjustments has to happen. And so when I say new line items, first of all, what I give every budget holder the leeway to propose new line items. They're always, and I tell them, kahit na mali, as Charles alam niyan, Charles has really grown in terms of really projecting for us capital expenditure. From the time we started na, parang, di ba, Charles, we remember the times na hindi niya alam where he would start. He would stare at a blank paper. But now, he's really good. He comes to me and tells me proposes. Parang, hindi ko naisip yun ah. Wala na, mas magaling na sa akin. Wala na talaga. Kumatanda na. Mabagal na lahat, no? Pero, siyempre to, bata. Tapos, ang ganda pa ng hairstyle niya. And so, yun talaga yung, di ba, nakita ko siya, sabi ko, the drop. The raindrop hairstyle. Anyway, so, and usap kami na, gusto ko yan. And then you know, drops put a ripple effect in history. It's one drop, and that's a very very important name, and the way it sets the direction. Anyway, wala natin pag-usapan yun. But that's what the thing, new line items, and in tactical, we always provide an environment where people are given the chance to provide new line items. Of course, they always go through, and this is my way of teaching the staff, every one of us, to also look at the grid of, is it reasonable, and do we have the money for it? So, natitrain din sila kasi new line items are for them to go out and venture and say, you know, I think we need this. I'm thinking about expanding this. And even if they do make a quote-unquote mistake, we always term it as not mistake, but a learning moment for us, diba? We always want to say, no, that's not a mistake. It's a learning moment. So the language also helps. Para kasi pag mistake, nakakatakot. Ayaw mo nang mag-venture kasi magkakamali ka. But if it's a learning moment, how many of us wants to learn, di ba? And so that helps our people also. It develops a culture amongst us not to be afraid to venture out on new line items. Basta ma-justify lang. And the main thing I really, the main thing in my mind for giving them chances to adjust budgets is to transfer what I know. Para now they're thinking the way I'm thinking, at least to a certain extent. And then I have many people who could help me think through. Lalo na pag tumagal na yan mag-isip ng ganon, gumagal. So ang dami nyo na nag-iisip that way. Pati ikaw, nakokorek ka na. O nga pala, no? Tama pa. Even them, especially when they get to know things, pati ikaw, natututo ka na from them. And so that's the thing that I've really learned to do, especially in budgeting. Now, the last thing I want to talk about, in a very practical sense, about under the umbrella, of course, of the principle of stewardship, ownership, responsibility, and all of that, is adhering to policies or policies. Now, this is the one that I would like to, talk about more because nag-budget ka nga. So kung kakalimutan mo rin siya, tapos hindi ka mag-ano sa palo, di walang kwenta lahat ng budget mo. Okay naman na nagplano ka. Pero kasi policies are the way we implement all of these things that we do on a week-to-week basis and how we interact with central office. Now, previously kasi, the reason there's such an adjustment of this, kasi wala naman dating ganito eh. Suddenly it came. So, we really have to readjust everyone's thinking about it. Daming reklamo noong umpisa. Even find myself doing it. Parang, ano ka ba? Pagalitan ko pa sarili ko. After ako pagalitan ni Gigi. Mga ganon, di ba? So, alam mo naman, ganon naman. So, and many people kasi would tell me normally is policy are meant to serve. Siyempre, we always hear the saying, policy are meant to serve us. And not us serving the policy. But I would be very careful in always saying that, you know, policies are meant to serve us. It's not really us. It's meant to serve what we value or honor God. It's bigger than us. This policy is serving bigger than us. So, kasi if we just say, the policy is meant to serve us and not us the policy. Although there's a truth in that people really goes first and the decisions we make, you know, there are judgment calls in certain policies na hindi ma-affect dapat yung the people we serve. But we are not really serve. It's not about the policy serving us. It's the policy serving, you know, what we hold dear, which is to honor God and to make disciples. So hindi tayo yung sineserve nung policy. Mahirap kasi pag sa atin humihinto eh. And so I try to change that thinking to help our people think right about when policies are given. And so when they feel like it's an affront to them or parang mostly naman kayo nagreklamo kasi medyo inconvenient lang. Hindi naman kasi hindi justified yung policy. And that's why one of our policies on policies is this. One of our policies on policies is this. We obey and implement first before we ask questions. So when a policy comes, sabi ko magugulat kami nung una, bakit na naman ginawa ito? Parang redundancy for the second time around again and again. Diba? Ganun yung mga naiisip namin. This process is, and of course, syempre for me, naiisip ko rin kasi yung what's behind the scene. Talaga bang binabasa nito pag ni-require na ito? Pero sabi ko, okay lang. Let's do it with a smile. So we will do the rigor of it. Papahira, sabi ka, kung mapahirapan tayo, okay lang. Kunyari, kung mapahirapan man tayo, okay lang. Basta gagawin natin. Then we ask questions. Then we say, and we ask questions, and sometimes I'm guilty of this, ah, pero I always tell the staff, when we ask questions, hindi naman tayo combative. Pero ako minsan combative ako. Kasi, you know, tama diba, Carol? Friends kami ni Carol ngayon eh, dahil doon. Okay, Mortal Kombat. Finish him. Ganyan, so. Anyway. Okay. No, just going back to, di mo na nire-record to, di ba? Okay. Oh, recorded to? Oh, no. Strike that out. And so, obey and implement first before, and I really tell them na ano, kasi minsan magugulat sila, kailangan nito, bakit ang haba naman ng lead time? And then I always tell them na this, the good thing about this, although it's difficult, is it will cause us to plan. Kasi dati we never plan. We just say, ah, kailangan namin ito, kaya gano'n. Ngayon, we have to reverse engineer everything. And if finance requires 2 weeks for it to be, we will do it first. And then when we see the maybe the exceptions, we say we ask first because they may have already thought of these exceptions that we're thinking and already have a solution for it. But if not, the good experience I have with the finance, they listen naman, and they also make the necessary adjustments when presented with the issue. So I tell na lang the team, and even myself, I tell myself in the mirror that at least we do not. Siguro ang lagi ko sa amin, let's not judge their intentions first. Kasi minsan, ah, pinapahirapan ba tayo? That statement is a judgment on intentions. And we cannot judge intentions. That puts us into trouble. That has put me into trouble. Okay lang ba yun? Can I just confess that to everyone? It's, I am an alcoholic. Mga ganon, di ba? I am glad. I thank you. Mga ganon. Para it's our time today to make our confessions. But really, di ba? We judge the intentions of others. Dinediretso mo sila. And so kaya kayo nagagalit. Pero, sorry ah, pero hindi nila intention yon. I've learned throughout the years. And much, ano, much confrontation. Oh. Lagi na lang ako na, ano eh, bite-bite ko eh. Oo, nabi principal's office ako. Anyway, kasi minsan I just get, you know, I guess that's just sometimes my, ano, huwag na natin pag-usapan. Binabago naman ako ni Lord. And so we say we obey first, and we always try to not judge the intention of those in central office so that we could have a good working relationship with them. So, and I always tell our people that the lack of adherence to policy is simply a case of lack of planning. So, ang ina-ask ko naman sa mga staff is that, especially for the finance officer, is to make sure one of the times of our staff meeting is given over to the finance officer saying this. Kasi we are all given a calendar. Okay? In that calendar, all of our activities are already mapped out. Different activities have different process owners. Or project owners, tama ba ako? And so what the finance officer says, if May is a project owner of something, if I'm the finance officer, in that meeting, sabihin ko, it's 2 weeks before the, ano, could you start doing and accomplishing your, because it's needed. So one of the things they say is that, kasi minsan, mapapag-usapan na lang yung project, ang dami na napag-usapan about the activity or the event. But the budget was not talked about. Kasi excited about what's gonna be done, this is what's gonna happen, this is what's gonna look like, how much. Mamaya na yun. So, nakakalimutan natin yun. So, Marites' job now is to look at the policies of finance and put that into the planning and make sure that in the staff meeting, that is talked about. Also, to make sure that operations run smoothly, the Tuesday morning when I am here is a Tuesday morning for them to do their, it's part of their workload, and it's clear. From this time to this time, you come in and you do the reports. Gather mo yung, and when they're gonna do something, I tell them, before you do that, you do this first. And so I even stop myself from asking them to do something because they had to do that first. So, para hindi yung parang, ay, hindi kasi busy namin eh. Hindi, hindi ka busy. Busy kang ginagawa tong RFF. Kasi kailangan natin ma. Even in our calendar, if you look at it, we have calendar activity. Pati the liquidations of report and budget hold for is seen. Ibig sabihin, everyone, it's calendared in there. Paki-click lang kasi may bilog yan eh. Ayan. Para kahit na, para lang. Thank you ah. Para lang alam natin na ito, darating to, ililiquidate mo to. Pero dito rin, sinasabi na, okay, itong lahat ng activities na to, and actually tapos na to. This week, yung week, week 3, week 4, yan lahat. Nakikita na ng lahat yan, sinasabi niya, oh, kailangan natin i-request yung budget nito. Kailangan we're working on making sure contracts are in, quotations are in, we're already asking all of this. Para pagdating nito, hindi, ay, wala pa kasi nito. And to tell you the truth, nanggaling kami sa ganun. Lagi kami, oh no, nagkamali, magkakiusap kami sa finance, sorry ah, talagang. But we've learned through the years. And I'm just telling you, what we've gleaned and how we have learned time and time and again. Because doon naman talaga tayo, eh, nagkakamali, oh nga pala. And syempre, when the policy comes in at first, because it was not there in the beginning, ang hirap niya, minsan mag-a-adjust ka talaga kasi it's not in the routine of what you're doing. But now, we have placed it in, even in our meeting. And what you could really do as finance officers or people who holds the budget or on whatever position you're in to help the... Kasi hindi na maiisip yan nung ano eh, nagli-lead ng department. Kasi ang dami niyang iniisip in terms of direction, in terms of how it should be done. So that detail, mawawala na talaga. And that's why I'm asking, I already asked Martes, you are the custodian of that. You make sure everyone is on point and they remember it. Parang hindi ako yung mag-remind, ikaw. Para hindi rin siya nahihirapan. Kasi hirap na hirap siya pagka late ang mga liquidation, na haggard daw siya, nagugulo yung buhok niya. Siyempre, yung hair niya, di ba? Siyempre, importante sa atin yung beauty, di ba? Alright, so as to maintain beauty. I mean, okay naman yung integrity, accountability, okay naman. But that's a side issue to beauty. Of course, that's an exception for Jerry. Siyempre, parang ano, si Jerry beauty rin. Hirap din naman yun. And last thing about adherence to policy is, I've sat down with every budget holder and I've told them this, that all of us must be ready to suffer the consequence of not following. Ibig sabihin kung kailangan natin magalabas talaga tayo. Like for instance, recently lang, ako yung salarin. Sabihin, na hindi ko nakuha yung resibo. Tapos, oh nga pala, sabi ko, nakalimutan ko, hindi ko na mabalikan. So sabi ko, okay lang, ako na magbabayad. Ibig sabihin, eh ganun eh. So everyone, para yung mga staff mo, hindi sila yung parang, ah, ako ba? Hindi, inupuan mo na sila before mangyari. They already made a decision beforehand. Pag ito nagkamali, magbabayad tayo. And I think that helps them plan. Pero kailangan upuan mo rin kasi ang hirap na i-manage sila pag pinagdadaanan nila. Kailangan, hindi pa nila pinagdadaan, alam nila, mangyayari to. Let's be excited about it. Hindi ko naman mag-excited. Sabi ko lang na, you know, what I just tell them is, please, and much of that kasi is really helping your staff through it. Of course, for some of you, kung hindi ito yung condition sa department nyo, you could actually be an influence naman. Help them, make suggestions, respectfully make suggestions and all that. I'm sure naman at some point, they'll get into the groove of it. Pero it really helps if everyone is on point on these three things. When especially not just on making budgets. Kaya ako just if I could do an outline on this, it's just simply how to make the budget on line items and new line items and how to... yung operations ng budget as it goes. Kaya I talked about the policies. And that has been my experience on financial management, you know, how I handle it with Malate and all that. So that as much as possible, we have a smooth operation on our end and a good working relationship with central office. So that's really all I have in terms of operations and financial management. I hope that helps every one of you in terms of, you know, how you steward what resources we have in each and every department. So, any questions or violent reaction? Question will be handled by me here. Violent reaction by Paul Barker outside. Of course, no one will even dare challenge him. Just the sheer size and all that. So, violent reaction, please refer to the back table. Questions here with me. Tama naman, di ba? May mga other things ako dito, pero ano to eh, pang mga normally senior pastors na mga indicators, and normally you don't have access naman to indicators. Eh. So, more on operations lang yung inisip ko, how we could interact with each other. With hopefully, that's helpful. It's super practical, actually. Parang day-to-day lang yun, anong ginagawa ko. Okay? Ah, yeah, sure.
Pastor Nixon, you mentioned something about respectfully, let's say if the culture is not like that, and wherever we work, we could be an influence. And you mentioned something about maybe you can respectfully suggest. How do you do that? I mean, in a practical, how do you actually, you're meeting, there's a dozen of you, and kultura yung nawawalang resibo, how would you respectfully
how do we do it?
Experience na eh. The best kasi is to prevent the experience, prepare people for it. But, yung situation, kunyari, hindi na prepared. How could, let's say I'm the finance officer, I'm an admin staff na ito yung dapat mangyari, hindi pa siya nangyayari. How could I be an influence that way in a respectful manner?
Okay. Well, una-una kasi, when it's, of course, sa mga finance officers, I understand your dilemma, especially when you're dealing with peers. Di ba? Kaya nakakatulong pag ini-enforce nung pastor niyo, yung sila nagsasabi, gawin mo yan. Kasi si Marites nagsusumbong sa akin. I have a super favor. Sabi ko, okay. And then yung nagsasabi siya ng mga, hindi ko na sinasabi yung mga, yung sabi niya. But he'd always tell, tama naman, Charles, di ba? She'd come to my office and tell me all of her heartaches, no?
Pastor, they're not doing
that. Pastor. Very sweet. Nakakita niyo ba? Marta, very sweet siya. Di ba? Ilonggo eh. Very sweet. And so, I on her case, hindi siya nagkaka-issue because sa akin kasi, lang talaga? Gawin mo or else. Parang ganon. Pero mabait naman yun na, or else, ganon. Tapos with a smile, tapos may curtsy pa, ganon. Okay, so mga ganon. However, I always find it helpful, but if it's on a peer level, to air your concern in question form, maybe it would be okay. Do you think it would be okay instead of on an imperative form? Parang coaching din, di ba? Those are practical things na pwede. Of course, at the end of the day, syempre, kung talagang taga-remind ka lang. But I like what some of the things that finance did. Eh. I think they put in control things na if you don't do this now, you won't get your budget next week. And so what happens there is that control, the reason it's good is that so mapo-force ngayon siyang gumawa. Kasi kung hindi niya pwede sabihin sa, pag nagtanong na yung senior, mapo-force ngayon yung senior pastor to, kasi it induces, kasi hindi, the operations will not move eh. And where do we get the money? Whose pocket is it going to come out of? And so it induces now the head to do something about it. So I think the control is good. And I think naman if there's going to be some exceptions to it, we could talk about it. But of course, we always make sure that it's going to be really an exception. Yung talagang we've done everything on our part. So even for us, hindi yan pwedeng, kasi exception to it. Paano naging exception to? It has to be justified when someone just tells me something was an exception. Kasi yung mga taong to hindi agad nabibigyan ng contact. Hindi, mas maaga ba natin silang kinausap? So magtatanong hanggang saan. It induces you. But for the peers, talagang unless, syempre, may intervention din from the one who's leading you, mahirapan kayo. But hopefully, total Kristiyano naman sila. Hopefully. Kasi normally when I tell people about when I assign people to become a budget holder, I also ask, this is the commitment that you're getting yourself into. Although, you have the privilege of having all of this. Will you? Alam mo, tatanungin mo rin sila. You make sure that they said yes to you para you can take them up on it. And sasabihin mo rin sa finance offer, she said yes, ganun, ganun. So, para pag kinausap siya, teka lang, last time na nag-usap tayo, di ba, you said yes to this. So it also challenges yung, or at least reminds them of the integrity that we should all have. I think this is maganda sa workplace natin yun. Pero ahead of time, kailangan, naupuan mo na siya, nakausap mo. Preferably with your finance officer. And nangyari kasi dati, nung nag-start tong magkaroon ng budgets and nagpa-plan yung mga department heads, what I did was, I had Marites with me and I met with all of them. And I talked to them about it, with Marites there. So it helped install Marites to have a certain level of leverage and to also get their verbal commitment to on it. Kaya so far, but even if they make a mistake, it's not as if di kasi ako nag-commit. It's, they say sorry. Ay, nagkamali talaga. Nakikiusap na lang. At least it puts them on that kind of an attitude. So I don't know if that helps. Pero kailangan inuupuan talaga at kinakausap. Tsaka dapat seryoso yung pagtrato dito. Hindi lang siya, ah, it's one of those operational thing. Ah, oo, sana, hindi siya dapat ganun. Dapat klaro siya na, this is important. We should be on point on this. It's one of the thing that we discuss and gets dealt with pag hindi nagawa. Kasi kung hindi mo papansinin yan, eh, talagang walang papansin. So, yun lang. So, hopefully, pag peer, hindi siya mahirap kausapin. Parang, sana Kristiyano siya. Sana lang, yun, hinohope lang natin. Na pag kinausap siyang gano'n na confront, mako-convict na. Oh, nga pala, no, I said yes to this. So, it helps. So, did that help you? So, hopefully, it helped. On a practical sense. Anything else? Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you,
my,
Pastor.
My friend. My best friend.
Thank you for your experience, sharing your experience with us. I just like to testify. I mean, Pastor Nixon, kasi he really walked his talk. Meaning, before kasi I handle yung Malaten. Yung setup namin before is by church, so I handle Malaten before mga 3 years ago, and I saw the turnaround of the finances of Malate. Like, few years, parang it is operating in red, meaning deficit. But when I saw Pastor Nixon taking over, and it was really in one year's time, he was able to turn around. And I said, this pastor is amazing. Yeah, and he's talking to us. So like, wow, this is it. That's why he's not overlooking the details. So I mean, for several years it was in red, and then it's just a matter of 12 months he was able to turn around. Not just the making the finances healthy and sound, but also not the attendance also grew. So all the basics, of a healthy church, he was able to. Do it. So I just want to comment, Pastor Nixon.
A friend kami ni Carol. Lunch tayo later. Thank you, Carol. Pero just to qualify also that, the apostolic team always ask me, what did I do? I always tell them, what I just honored God and made disciples. Kasi, totoo naman, I just want you to know, no, although you see this happening, and you know, Carol, thank you for that, but when I really look into what I cannot really take full credit. Maybe I was just more conscientious and all that. Pero wala naman akong ginawa para basta parang it's really God who causes the growth. But I just wanted to make it also clear, kasi I don't want to also get credit for something that's not really, you know. Kasi if you really look at it inside out, you know, I guess I just was basically a steward lang. But the growth, man, we cannot even. We don't know why and we don't know how. Basta sabi ko lang, siguro honor God and make disciples. Safe answer, di ba? Kasi victory, we honor God and make disciples. So safe answer siya for. Kulit na yun, no? So anything else about budgeting and handling your boss?
Hi. True. I'm just thinking with your stories with Marites. Now I know Marites. No, with that, I'm thinking kasi like I myself, I don't even know the basic policies of finance. I mean, I wasn't given. So I'm just wanting to know ano yung basic na policies. Siguro may fina-forward lang, or this is what you do, this is how you use the resources, this is how you, so ganun lang. So I'm thinking like we're still, parang we just beefed up our staff in the past months lang, a couple of months. So I'm thinking, tama po ba? I'm thinking on the route of like having a session with the finance officer, kasi hindi ako finance officer. Ito, dalawang finance officer. At least, cascade lang nila to. So I'm thinking if I have a talk with our finance officer about this and siguro laying down again the policies and together with some principles to our staff. Tama po ba? And yun kasi knowing our senior pastor, kasi he's really not into details, I'm sure he won't want to sit down this kind of meeting. So at least siguro he will... parang siguro, alo lang, like he will inform the staff, okay, this is an important meeting or something, the finance officer will be laying down again. And parang ganon.
Yeah. Yeah, that is needed. I guess, syempre on our end, magtutulungan din naman kami about it, how do you help your finance officer flourish and bloom in the midst of adversity? Because again, in Mulan, it is said the flower that blooms in adversity is the rarest of all, diba? Okay, and so that's from Mulan. But the thing is, I understand you, Yvette. So that's what I did with Marites. I sat him down. Pigilan na ako. I sat him down and I talked to everyone about it. To endorse. But, syempre, when someone is new, alongside with the central, we should be, of course, orienting you the policies. And, minsan kasi we assume that people read. Sometimes, I say they don't because of the bulk of operational. And so, what we do is we, like for me, I sit down with them and I really read. And I really refer. Let's say I have a trip. I say, let's go back to the policy. When we have an outing, let's go back to the... It has become a culture to go back to policy. But it needs sitting down. Just to give you an idea, you know, Marites is seemingly having a transition at least. But it's not yet final. But it's roundabout there. So what's happening with us is I really tell her, na, help me. If this is going to push you. Because if not, then I'm happy to have you still stay. But if God is calling you somewhere else, tell me, let's walk someone through, both of us. We'll both sit down. Give us about a month at least to sit down with someone and walk through them. And then, of course, endorse them to everyone so that they'll be listened to. But there is a process to do that so that in your case, you're not working from, like, it's not too much uphill. It's not much of an uphill climb. It's not too steep for you. And so that's just what I think that can be done. So maybe, Yvette, you could also ask finance to help you go through the policy. But it's really helpful for Mark or someone, one of the pastors who could actually endorse you and walk you through it to help you through your... Yes, Pam?
Katabi ko lang si Yvette. Kasi what we do in Makati, whenever we get a new hire, parang the finance officer, which is me, is empowered to just... in the first week or 2 weeks of that person, I sit down with them and I discuss with them. Pinaplano ko na ano yung mga policies na maapektuhan siya na agad. So I discuss that with them. And then also the administrative processes that this person will be handling, I discuss that with them. And then I give them parang a folder of all the other policies that I don't think they will need at this point. But they could refer to. And then, very helpful yung sinabi ni Pastor Nixon na every Tuesday staff meeting, there's always a part for finance. So whenever there are updates sa policies, nag-increase yung ganyan, or bawal na yung ganito, that's when I share those updates with them. Minsan naman wala eh, pero we just have to make use of that meeting where everyone's there.
We leverage the meeting also for the finance. If it's that important, then they should have a part and a place in our staff meeting. Yes.
So, we receive tons of email this week na implementing new policies for next week. And then, so with our staff in Alabang, I set a meeting for those who handle events, especially summer and daming events and cash advances. So, mamaya lang, tamang-tama yung discussion natin is about finances. So, ang dami kong i-share from you and from the other speaker. So with all those people, so updated na lang sila kasi medyo complicated din yung mga ano documents.
Medyo.
Yes, Carl.
No, I just want to say to least to this group that we're more empowered than we recognize many times to make significant improvements and changes to our team. I think one of the things that, one of the reasons I have that privilege to sit with the senior leaders in the admin in a lot of our discussions, and I'm regularly blown away by how humble they are. I think referring back to strengths finders, the reality is they have their strengths as rider leaders, but they have you because they have areas where they are clear that is not their strength. And on one side, kasi, it's really learning to manage our expectations with our senior leaders on what they are and what they're not. And at a certain point, like I'm sure June in my department, for example, ever since June came on board, I never had to think about finances ever again. You know, it was always a regular problem for me for the last 6 years of being the communications director. And I'm just like, she's a godsend. Now, but that doesn't mean to say I don't grow in my own personal budgeting management. I'm trying to learn this whole thing. Carol sends me my monthly like this. It takes me an hour to figure it out. I'm like, okay, what happened nga ba? Parang, what did I spend on? Where did that go? Parang, it takes me a while, but that's, kumbaga, I know the setup similar in your world where their trust is you're there to do your job and you can initiate change in your world. You have more power to initiate change than you recognize. Don't initiate change without asking. And, you know, that's the big thing. Learn to bounce off. You know, I have a great idea. Could I ask for some time? Maybe we can do this over a two-hour period. You know, maybe 15 minutes for the next 2 months. Parang ganyan, just walking people through policies. Stuff like that. Meaning you have the ability to make changes. Don't wait for a trigger to come from the top. I think you have more ability than you recognize to make several key changes to your processes and systems that will grow everybody as it relates to this area, even if you're not a finance officer. And so I think that's the power of how we've set up at least this organization. We're really all quite empowered, and our senior leaders celebrate it when we are moving in our strengths. And that means the reality is they think of their preachings, you know, 3 of the 5 days of the week, they're in meetings like this, and then they're talking of their preaching, their counseling. Sometimes they'd really rather be able to know that it's clockwork already, to be honest. Even the most detailed pastors would still prefer that it's running clockwork, you know. So if we can help them in that,